This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وما توفيقنا ولا اعتصامنا إلا بالله ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعًا مرحومًا وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقًا معصومًا ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيًا ولا مطرودًا ولا محرومًا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه وأستفتح بالذي هو خير أما بعد يقول الحق سبحانه وتعالى في محكم تنزيله ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فلا يعلمن الله الذين صدقوا ولا يعلمن الكاذبين Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ankabut said, do people believe that they will be left to say that we believe, that we have faith, and they will not be tested? Indeed, we have tested those before them, and we shall test them so it would be revealed those who are truthful, those who are strong, those who are steadfast in their belief, and those who have no strength, those who are liars, those who are hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the bala, will send the test on everyone. He will send it on individuals. He will send it on a family. Will send it on a community. Will send it on the ummah. The entire ummah can be tested as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that a sunnah, a way that repeats itself. And so many examples that come to our ummah over and over and over again that we would reflect upon. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that every believer would have only one of four possible responses to every calamity, to every hard time that befalls upon him or herself. There's only one or four possible responses that could happen. The first maqam, or the first possible response, is al-ajiz, is the response of panic or despair. And he said, that is maqam al-sakhat. That is the maqam of people who are not happy, not satisfied, not settled in their faith, not settled with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, that is the lowest of faith. That is the lack of iman. And then he said, the second maqam is the maqam that is wajib. That is the maqam that is the least expected from the ones who have faith and believe. And that is maqam al-sabr. The response of sabr, to endure, to accept, to have that endurance, and to have sabr upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. And then he said, the little bit above that is maqam al-rida. Is the acceptance with content. That's what rida is. It's to be content with that. Not only to have sabr, but to be content with the hard time. And he said, rahimahullah ibn al-Qayyim, there is a khilaf between the scholars, whether that is wajib or not. Some scholars believe that that content is also wajib. That is an obligatory upon the believers. And then he said the highest maqam is maqam al-shukr. The fourth possible response to every calamity is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be grateful. Grateful for the calamity that befalls the believer. And he said that is min tamam al-iman. That is a sign that that person have a good iman, a full iman. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends any calamity, any possible adverse event upon the believers for one of two reasons. Either to test our iman, let us measure what's in our hearts. How do we know? Or to strengthen our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, some people have a conditional worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ يَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ عَلَى شَرْطٍ. Have a conditional agreement, conditional thing in his iman. If everything is great, and things are going the way that that person like, then they're fine. They have a good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their hearts are content. But when things are not going the way they like, then انقلب على وجهه وان اصابته فتنه And Allah says, when the test, fitna happens, انقلب على وجهه, they fall upon their face. والعياذ بالله, نسأل الله العافية. خسر الدنيا والآخرة. They lose dunya and akhirah. Why do they lose dunya? Because on top of the fitna, on top of the calamity, on top of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to test them, they fell into that despair. They fell into that hopelessness. They fell into depression. Their hearts are now discontent with what happened to them. And subhanallah, it is discontented with the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lost the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That would be the most calming. That would be the thing that would let the heart be most happy no matter what happens out there. So their life is miserable. Their existence is terrible. And in akhirah, it is even worse. And Allah says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. That is the absolute, ultimate loss. But the opposite to that is الثبات. Is strength, steadfastness. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the strength and the thabat to the believers in this life and in the akhirah. وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. So there are three things that we need to have thabat, to have that strength and steadfastness, fastness at three positions, as the ulama said. First, الثَّبَاتُ عَلَى الدِّينِ. To have steadfastness upon our religion of Islam. To have tathbeet upon Islam. This is what we have to hold on strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran gave us the example of our faith. He said, أَلَمْ تَرَى كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. That's the shajara of iman. Iman, the faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the example, the parable, like a good tree. Its roots are thabit. From thabat. And its branches way up high in the sky. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray always to have this thabat. اللهم مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. The second time we would ask for thabat, or we would have to have this thabat, this strength, is in times of adversity, in times of calamity, in times of fitan. And the third is in times of death. يثبت الله الذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. And the time when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are the things that will give us that strength? How do we acquire that strength? It is not something that we just have and we're born with. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مِنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مِنْ دَسَّاهَا. We have tarbiyah. We strengthen our own selves. Just like we work out our bodies to strengthen it, like people spend hours at the gym to strengthen their bodies, there are ways to strengthen our iman. So we would have steadfastness when calamities and adversities and when things don't go our way, we would have strength. We would have resolve. And some of these things, I will just do 10 of them, but there are many others. The first thing is Al-Quran. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this Quran. very clearly. And it says that in the Quran itself. Allah subhanahu said in the Quran, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Allah says, they asked you, why wouldn't that be, this Quran be revealed to you as one book? Allah says, we revealed it to give you this thabat. Allah revealed it one verse after the other because it helped the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to have the strength and the resolve. And how many good days do you remember in the seerah and the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he sat down and just enjoyed life? قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ مِنْ رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ لِيُثَبِّتَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah says, this Qur'an, it was revealed. And نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ, it was transmitted by Jibreel. مِنْ رَبِّكَ, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your master, your Lord, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? لِيُثَبِّتَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. To give steadfastness and strength to the believers. This Quran, when we go back to it, this is our gym. This is the source of strength. There is nothing that we need to ask for that is not in that book. That is not in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is ذكرullah wa mawalah. Is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, idha laqitum fi'atan, fathbutu wazkurullah kathira. When you face your enemy, be strong, be steadfast, and mention Allah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where do we get our strength from? It is not, if it's not from Allah. It's from, not from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. It is indeed with the mention, with the remembrance of Allah, the hearts will settle. If our hearts are trembling, there's some fear, there's some anxiety, there's some apprehension, there's some doubts. How do we take all of that away? How do we cure all of that? Allah. Allah. Let Allah fall in the heart. Let Allah be in our hearts. And then nothing else can be there. No anxiety, no fear, no doubt can be in the heart as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on our hearts and on our tongues. And then the ta'ah to follow what Allah ordained, what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. If they do what they have been admonished, what they had been advised to do, it would be better for them and they would become stronger. So that brings us to number four, and that is to hold on to the book, to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to be strong as people, as community, we follow the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَن تَضُلُّ أَبَدًا كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The fifth thing is لزوم الجماعة. Is to be with the group of Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Don't have conflicts. Don't disperse into groups. Then you will fail. Then you will be weak. Then you will have no strength. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ ذِئْبُ الْإِنسَانِ. The shaitan is the predator of the believers. Just like the wolf is the predator of the sheep. And then he said, الذئب, the wolf, يأخذ الشاة القاصية والناحية. Look at the wolf, how when the wolf will, as a predator, will attack the herd of sheep, he will take the one sheep that's away from the herd. And the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we all know, رعى الغنم. He was a shepherd. So he knows, is the sheep, the one sheep that goes, walks, that try to be away from the herd, from the group, that's the one that will be eaten by the wolf. And he said the same thing. The shaitan will go to the one that's away from the group. He said, عليكم بالجماعة والعامة والمسجد. He said, stay with the group of Muslims. Stay with the main community, العامة. And stay with the masjid. This is in Ahmad. This is an authentic hadith. And then number six, to reflect upon the stories of as-salihin. وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلْ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. And time is not helpful to go over many of the stories that are in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited us and told us how Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested, how he as a young boy stood before a Namrud, one of the worst tyrants of the world. And he was not afraid. And he was taken and he was thrown in a blazing fire. And he was challenging one of the worst tyrants. Musa stood before Fir'aun. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood before the tyranny of Quraysh. And then number seven, keep as-suhbah as-salihah. And especially for the young brothers and sisters, keep good friends. Keep good company. There is nothing more important than that. المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. You are on the religion of your friends, of your companions. So look who your friends are. And then put yourself in the service of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. If you want to be strong, if you want to have that resolve, إن تنصروا الله ينصركم. If you serve the religion of Allah, if you support the call of Allah, Allah will support you. Allah will give you that strength and يُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ will give you the steadfastness and that resolve that you need. And Allah knows there's no more time in our history, wallahu a'lam, that we need that resolve. Not because we are tested more than those before us. Because Allah knows that the jeel of the Sahaba, the generation of the Sahaba, was tested harsher than anyone else. But because our resolve, I'm speaking for myself, is weaker than probably any generation in the history of Islam. And we need that resolve to face what we are facing today. And number nine, we need not to be in the ranks of transgressors. We need to be of those who advocate justice and fairness. And we need to advocate justice and fairness to others before we even just advocate it for our own selves. And last but not least is don't forget the dua. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. Allah taught us that dua. Taught us the dua that will give us the thabat, that will give us the resolve. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make that supplication, would make that dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-thabata fil amr wal-azimata ala al-rujd. اللهم إنا نسألك الثبات في الأمر والعزيمة على الرشد. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. Make your way to the front, inshallah. We have people that need to come. Make room in the back. الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, we all know that we in this country just went through a very difficult and contentious election. So for those who place their hopes in a political candidate, they may be disappointed that candidate lost the election and will not be in charge. And for all those who place their hopes in Allah, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and always will be in charge. Allah will be in charge for the next 4 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in charge for the next 40 years, the next 400 years, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in charge to the day of judgment and to eternity. As Allah always has been in charge. So, I just want to share a few words with you, brothers and sisters, before we shave our beards and take off our hijabs and before we change our Muslim names or apply for an immigration visa to Canada. Let's remember a few things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ وَأَنْتَ عَلَىٰ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. O Allah, God, Master of the Dominion, you grant power to whomever you will. And you take power from whomever you will. You honor whomever you will and you humble whomever you will. All good is in your hands, subhanak. And you are all-powerful, capable of all things. This is our Lord. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if we have any doubts, or if we think whatever befalls is not desirable, Allah told us, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says sometimes you might like something to happen and it's not good for you. And you might hate something and it's good for you. Because Allah knows and you know not. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that anything that happens is already ordained and it's already written. And the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we believe it, that whatever happens, the abode and the end is for the believers. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. This is Wa'ad Allah. Allah starts this verse in Surah An-Nur 55. Promise, Allah promises. When Allah promises in the Quran, please have no doubt. Allah says, I promise you, if you believe, and you do the righteous deeds, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, there's two conditions here, that you will have the khilafa in the earth. That you will have what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. To have أمر بمعروف, نهي عن المنكر. To do justice. To do the right thing. To do the righteous things on this earth. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. That their religion will be established. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And no fear will be there. They'll have safety and amen. And inshallah in this land and in every land. So don't despair. Don't worry. Allah says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't put your heads down. You are You have the upper hand. You are the higher. And when did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal this? When the messenger was bleeding. He revealed this verse when he said, لا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا. When the messenger's teeth were broken. And the sahaba were looking at 70 people killed in front of them. And they were climbing the mountain of Uhud, being chased by a victorious army of Quraysh. And then Allah reveals, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. لَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't worry. It's a phase. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. You are the higher ones. You will be victorious in كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ. Don't worry. This is just one page. One little thing. One little test. So, brothers and sisters, it is time we shake off the shock and spring into action. This is not a pep talk for me or you. It is a place where we decide what we need to do. Not what we need to say. Activism is not an option. We have to invest in our youth. We have to get involved. We have to be visible as Muslims and unapologetically Muslims. Because we have nothing to apologize for. And we have to be a positive influence on the society around us. We have to be good neighbors. We have to let others recognize Islam, not by the words and the pamphlets that we give them, but by the actions that we do in the society. By the good things. Each one of us have to be an ambassador of Islam, a representative of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because even if we don't think we want to, we are, whether we want it or not. That's how everyone looks at every single one of us. Whatever you do out there, whether you're in a grocery store, in your gas station, in your clinic, in your office, you are representing Islam. Everyone that sees you thinks this is a Muslim. How am I going to be treated by this Muslim? You are an ambassador. Get involved in charity. Get involved in philanthropy. Get involved in good deeds. And be careful, be safe. Times are not the best for us out there. We have to make sure our brothers are safe, our sisters are safe. Take the safety measures. We will take the safety measures, inshallah, here at MIC and other masajid. But we know, لَن يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَذَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nothing will befall us except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for us. But we will take every safety measure. I will leave you with this one little story, and I know it's taken a little bit long. But just to know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sends these things, He makes us stronger. Reflecting on the staff of Musa, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a stronger. He trained him. The first time, the first encounter that Musa had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his staff was on the mountain. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa for the first time, He commanded him to throw that staff, that asa. And it turned into that snake. What did Musa do? He ran. He was frightened. وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ يَا مُوسَى لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّهُ لَا يَخَافُ لَدَيَّ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Musa ran away, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He was so frightened. Allah called him back. Come back. خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. سَنُعِيدُهَا سِرَاتَهَا الْأُولَى. The second time was when he was facing the wizards and the magicians in front of Pharaoh. It was a challenge. It was a tough time. And then they throw their magic first. And when they did that, فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعَصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُوا إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. It looked like their magic looked like snakes. What happened to Musa? فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. So little fear is okay. We can have a little of that. Musa had little fear in his heart. Not like the first time when he ran. He had a little bit of fear in his heart. But he didn't show it. He was stronger this second time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to throw his staff and he was the victorious. But the third time was the real test. The real test when Musa and his entire people, when all stakes were just in one thing, when they were trapped between the sea and the army of Pharaoh. And then the Israelites got despair and frightened. And they were screaming to Musa, what did you bring us? How did you get us out of our homes and brought us here? Inna la mudrakun. Certain death is coming to us. And Musa didn't know at all what was going to happen. He had no revelation from Allah yet. All he said, what did he say at that time? He had no fear. He said, kalla. Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. No, Allah is with me and He will find a way. And then Allah said, idrib bi'asak al-bahr. Then throw your staff at the sea. We have to be strong. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Abu Bakr in the cave. And Abu Bakr was afraid. He had anxiety. And he had tears in his eyes. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma yahzinka ya Abu Bakr? What's wrong?" And he said, "If they kill me, I'm just a man, but if they kill you, ya Rasulullah, you're the message." What did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? He said, "La tahzan. Inna Allaha ma'ana. Inna Allaha ma'ana. Don't worry. Allah is with us. Brothers and sisters, don't worry. Don't worry. Allah is with us. Wallahi, trust me and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. Don't worry. Allah is with us. Inna Allaha ma'ana. Inna Allaha ma'ana. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك الثبات في الأمر والعزيمة على الرشد ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا إلى الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله Strain the lines. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم.